Or up the steps. Don't need one on the way out. I could fall down. Right? I think you'll be able to guess what I'm going to preach on, because we're going to use lots of scripture. I call our attention, first of all, and you need not turn, John 14. Let not your heart be troubled. I could suggest this. If you don't have any heart trouble now, you'll not get any. This is the worst condition I've ever seen our nation and the nations of the world. But Jesus said to the disciples, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Now I want that to sink in. Why does he want us to be with him? I have no question answering the question, why do I want to be with him? I have it all settled. But why he would want me to be with him really staggers my mind. This is why I haven't quit preaching. I don't know where you quit. I don't have the address to turn in my resignation. So I said, well, I'll just keep on preaching till I'm finished. Okay? I found another couple of verses that I thought we'd need to read, and it's getting better as we go along. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not even the others which have no hope. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again. If you believe that, say amen. I will fall apart if you say amen. That was pretty good. Thank you very much. That's a lot of time. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, then also we sleep in Jesus, will God bring with him. I'm glad about this. If Jesus comes tonight, he's going to make sure my mother gets it. Wouldn't it be exciting? I mean, caught up in the air to meet him. We're going to look at that. For the Lord himself, I'd be happy if he sent Michael, but he didn't say that. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. We all know that's where he is, seated at the right hand of God the Father, with the voice of the archangel, I don't know which one, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Let me ask you a question. If your heart stopped right now, could it be said of you that you were of the dead in Christ? Now, there is not one thing, as near as I know, now Bible scholars here may see it different, but there's nothing I know that has to happen before the trumpet of the Lord sounds. I can't find one thing. And I'm old enough now, I'm not even looking for signs. No, not at all. Just listening for sounds. Okay? And he could appear at any moment. My mother always thought she would never die. And she would laugh about it. She said, I'll beat the undertaker. I won't have to give him any money because I'll be raptured. Well, Mom wasn't raptured, but she'll be resurrected. And don't need to worry about that. Then we which are alive and remain. So there'll be some dead and some living, all right? We which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, if that isn't news of encouragement in a time when the world is in upheaval, I don't know if there could be encouragement. That's it, right there. Something might happen tonight that'll end all wars. We're going to talk about that in just a few moments. I have a few more verses I want to call our attention to, and then I'll preach. Matthew 24:42. Watch therefore, for you know not what hour your Lord doth come. I know he's coming. I do not know when. I don't feel real bad. The angels in heaven don't know. Right? So I said, well, I wouldn't have any information they don't have. Luke 12:40. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour that you think not. So do you know when he's coming? Yes, but I'm not looking for him. I mean, according to the text. Philippians 3:20. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I want to be sure I put this in. There only is one Savior, and his name is Lord Jesus Christ. So we have no problem with that. Titus 2:13. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Pastor Allen asked me if I would speak tonight, and it's a great privilege for me to be entrusted to be behind this pulpit. He's a great pastor. Now, I don't want any hands raised. Did you pray for him today? Boy, I'm praying that he'll have good food. I mean, every Baptist preacher has to have good food. If he didn't have good food, he didn't have much left, right? Okay? That he has good food. That he doesn't get any of the diseases that you could contact when you were overseas. And on it goes. And he'll have safety. And there'll be on and on and on. And then you know what? I think, Lord, you take care of the whole thing, don't you? He knows we need him back here. So I'll do my best tonight not to split the entire church wide open. There'll be some splinters, but other than that, you don't need to worry about it, okay? So when I prayed and pondered over this message, I said, I have it. I'll give them something that meets the needs of every person here. The second coming of Christ is for every person that's on earth. But not all will be participants. Just those who make that choice. If I can bring it down in simple terms, just those that voted for him. April 18th, 1957, I voted for him. And I haven't changed my mind one lick. I mean, the vote stands and that's it. And they don't need to worry about Chad's or recount the ballot or anything. I voted for him and I want him to come as quickly as he sees fit. So far as I know, there is only one who can reclaim creation. Creation fell when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. I know no one else who can restore lost mankind. And you and I understand that mankind is lost. I go to Romans 8:22-23. I'm not going to read it. Just tell you what it says. When Adam sinned, the land was cursed. Animals were cursed. And according to Isaiah 11, human bodies were cursed. I don't know anyone else who can erase the curse. His name is Jesus. Now, I honestly get mad. And you say, well, you shouldn't get mad. You're a preacher. Well, I read the Bible and I found out God got mad a couple times. And I thought, well, as long as I get mad about the same thing as he did, I'll be okay, all right? You know what? I get mad when I hear people make any wrong comments about the Savior. We live in a town. I like the town. But it is wicked. I don't know if there's ever a day that someone doesn't get shot or hurt in Charlotte. And I have a fellow sitting right there that could testify very well to that because he's in that kind of team. I'm simply saying it's a wicked thing. And you're not safe no matter where you go. You can go to the bank. Of course, they'll never shoot me for carrying too much money out. That won't be the problem. They'll just mistake what I'm doing there, all right? But what I'm trying to say is, I don't know anyone else that can restore that. There'll be no poverty when Jesus comes. I love that. You like that? Isn't that a wonderful thing? Boy, I don't know if we'll get a change of linen or not, but I know one thing. We're getting all brand new stuff before we go to the wedding. We are. We're going to be dressed up in high style, in white robes, if you please, and seated at the head of the table, way down there 1,500 miles, is Jesus. But you would be able to hear him just like he had a loudspeaker. Isn't that exciting? I can't wait till I see him. I want to see him face to face. And when I do, I just have enough of spunk in me to tell the story, Saved by Grace. What a wonderful thing. There'll be no poverty. Now, you ready? You're not happy yet, as I want to get you. Satan will be chained for 1,000 years. I love that. You like that? Yes, sir. If there's a time that I'm going to praise the Lord, if an opportunity comes, when they open the bottomless pit and throw him in it, I'm going to let out a war whoop. And it'll be better than the amen I got here tonight. Amen. I mean, it'll be, you'll be able to hear it, all right? Are you ready? According to Micah chapter 4, verse 3, there will be no more wars. I don't mind that kind of a program. I think that's good, don't you? It said they'll beat their swords into plowshares. There'll be no more. Christ will return and the Christians will reign with him. So far as I read, it appears that Christians are not instructed to look for signs. We're to look for the Savior. Were you looking for the Savior this morning when you got up? You get my age, you'll be glad to look for it. Because you know one thing, somebody could be rapping on the door pretty soon and you won't know he knocked. Just your relatives there to write the check and so on, you know. Wonderful thing, isn't it? And I had a fellow I had so many memorial services with back in Marietta. And I preached at one of the funerals. I said, well, there'll be no undertakers in heaven. And what I meant was that they'll not need them. There'll be no funerals. And boy, he got on my case. On the way I rode with him out to the cemetery, he said, I got news for you. You made a mistake. I said, how's that? He said, there's going to be one undertaker there. I'm going. I said, well, don't go till the service is over, okay? Just kind of let it go. The second coming, now this will really do you. The second coming of our Lord is mentioned, so I'm told. I didn't check it out, but I had three good sources. 318 times in the New Testament. And I said to myself, self, by the way, if you want to get some good information, talk to yourself once in a while. I said, self, if that thing has importance of having 318 mentions in the New Testament, you better preach on that. That's a good thing to preach on. 318 times. It's important. It's even so more impressive when we mention tonight with Bible qualification. It could happen at any moment. There's nothing left to do until the sounding of the trumpet and the catching away of dead in Christ and living in Christ to meet the Lord in the air. It could happen before this evening's service is over. Isn't that exciting? It is exciting. And you won't have to go back home and pay the bills, the Monday bills or not. Just forget all about that. Everything will be in good shape. I can't think of one person that's alive that would hear the message on the second coming of Christ that wouldn't be benefited. I can't think of one person. And I'll try to prove that. This is as far as we're going with this statement. Our president emphasized the need for a change in Washington and in America. I agree wholeheartedly we need a change. And I could also announce from the pulpit there'll be a change. There'll be a great change. And it'll be different than the change we have now. This thing keeps up another week or two, that's all will be left, just some change. No bills, you know. And I'll leave that right there. I have never seen the nations of the world in such a people as they're in right now. Everywhere you turn, there's war or mention of war. Do you know what the pathetic thing is? No one's winning. That's not the purpose for war, is it? I mean, the war has a purpose. You're supposed to defeat the enemy and then go on with the program. But we can't say now we know who's going to win. With this exception, there's been a new ruler appointed. And the time he takes office has not been announced yet. Even the angels in heaven don't know when he's coming. I have no idea when he's coming. But I do know this, it could be this evening. And I know this, if the trumpet of the Lord sounds while I'm preaching this message, it's highly possible there'll be some in here won't hear the trumpet. I don't know if you'll hear the trumpet. I hope every person here would hear the trumpet. But I can't say that. I'm simply saying we either will hear it or we won't hear it. And inasmuch as he can come at any second, you can't think it over. So, well, I'm going to get ready. I'm going to know for sure that I'm ready. And I know this. I thank God that my name's written in the book. I mean, that's exciting, isn't it? I don't think it'll be like this, but they always blame poor old Peter for being the keeper of the gate and say when he gets up there and he asks you a question, what do you do when he asks you why I should let you in? And say, let me in, buddy. My name's on the book. Right? I praise God every day. My name's on the book. Isn't that exciting? No, and it's indelible. I mean, nobody can erase it. There it is. In spite of me. I might get shaken up and whipped a little bit as I go along, but the truth is, it's there, and it's there to stay. I know the name of the new ruler. Would you like to hear it? Jesus Christ. He's the new ruler. When you leave the service tonight and go wherever you're going to get a cup of coffee or back home and tomorrow you're going to work, tell somebody, boy, I heard some good news last night. New ruler's been elected for the states. That's a fact. That's a fact. Jesus Christ is coming. He really is. You believe that? You can do better than that. You believe that? That's better. Boy, I get the crowd awake once. So maybe I'll just go ahead and preach a little bit. Okay? When he comes, righteousness will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. What do you think about that? That's different than we have now. He'll lead us in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Psalm 23, verse 3. When Adam sinned, the land was cursed. I quote Genesis 3:19. Cursed is the ground. Thorns and thistles will grow. Now, I'm not a professional gardener, and I don't even want to tell you I have a garden. But you know what? I have no problem at all encouraging the weeds to grow. They do very well. And they're healthy boogers and everything, you know. And Ruth would say, what do you do? I said, I'm pulling out the weeds. Well, she goes along. When Adam sinned, the animal kingdom was cursed. Did you know that? Isaiah 11, 6 through 9. I'm not going to take the time to read it. I just tell you what it says. I can tell you this. When the new ruler comes, the wolf shall lie down with the lamb. Wolves and lambs don't sleep in the same bed. Not now. The cow and the bear shall feed. The suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp. I checked that out. The asp is a very poisonous snake. The earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. You mean to say you're not excited about that? I am. I think it's a wonderful thing. And I'll get into a tirade at the end of the message on that. The curse will be lifted from human bodies. What do you think of that? I'm not one of those fake healers. I have to go to the doctor and sometimes listen to what he says and so on. But they know what the truth is. There's a time coming when the human body of believers will no longer be bothered with illness. Isaiah 35:5-6. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as an harp, and the tongue of the dumb sing. And according to 65:20 of Isaiah, men will live to be 1,000 years old. Sometimes I think I reached that. I guess I didn't. I don't know. And a child will live to be 100 years old. That's when the new ruler takes over. Isn't that an exciting thing? It sure is. Satan will be chained 1,000 years. I like that. But there's one thing I have to mention, a word of caution. Everything I'm preaching is only for the child of God. I'm talking about the positive things that I'm mentioning. Now, it won't change it a bit. God's program's going on, no matter which way we vote. I know this, He isn't willing that any should perish. And as he looks at Bible Baptist Church tonight, he says, you know what? There's one there's a little shaky. There's one there I don't know about. I don't see this so-and-so's name in the book. Just because we're at Bible Baptist Church doesn't mean we're going to heaven. In fact, I'm not going to mention that. And I love Bible Baptist Church. I joined this church because I felt it was the kind of church I was interested in. And it's the one I back and want you to know that. But I'm simply saying, I'm not depending on this church to take me to heaven. I'm not. I'm depending on what they teach to help me get there. But I'm simply saying, I had to make a definite choice. And I want to ask you the question tonight without even trembling in my voice. Was there a time when you made a definite choice? That you were a sinner, that Christ died for sinners, and if you called on Him, He would save you. I told Him I didn't know how He saved. I was more honest than some pecker would, you know. I just thought, well, I'm no use to lie to God. This is serious business. I said, I don't know how you saved. I don't know how you ought to feel when you get saved. But you said you'd save me. Go ahead. Amen. Anything wrong with that? It's worked since 1957. That's all I know. None of my cars lasted that long. Or my shoes. I'm simply saying, I'm not complaining. I'm mighty, mighty happy. The second coming will be in two phases. Now, you know all this and you're not here to learn anything. But I want to tell you about it because I want to hear about it. Okay? First of all, will be the rapture. Won't this world be in a pickle when the trumpet sounds? Can you imagine being one of the big airplanes and you're going to Japan or somewhere and the trumpet sounds and the pilot's gone? Who takes care of the machine? You ever think about that? The cab driver. He happens to be a Christian in New York City, of course. And you know what? The car goes where it wants to. You don't tell me there won't be a lot of mess when the trumpet of the Lord sounds. Won't newspapers be out of the corner? Boy, thousands are missing and no one knows where they went. It'd be an exciting thing. Is it going to happen? And the Bible says our Lord will appear in the clouds. Okay? Above us. 1 Thessalonians, I read that. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and on and on and on, and I'll keep on talking. You heard the rest of it. That can happen at any moment. Are you ready? That's youth and adults. Are you ready? Oh, well, preacher, I couldn't make no decision tonight, because I'll tell you why. Some of my people, friends are here, they think I'm a Christian. The night I got saved, I didn't care if the whole world was against me. One thing I knew, you rascal, you're a sinner. You ought to go to hell, and if you don't want to, you better call on Christ. And I called on Christ. Isn't that exciting? What a change. I hope it wasn't true. My wife claims the dog knew I got saved. That's pretty bad, isn't it? I believe that'd be you too, Aaron. Never mind. I don't know him very well, so I'll pick at him a little bit, okay? There'll be the rapture. This can happen any moment. And on earth, there'll be a catastrophe like the world has never seen. I don't even want to describe it. Bible calls it tribulation. Fact of the matter is, it'll be the great tribulation. Now in heaven, there'll be reunion. But before the reunion, our works will be judged. Okay? When that gets all straightened out, believe me, the king won't miss anything. Then we get a new robe. Then we get to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Isn't that exciting? And then the hymn that we sang so often as a boy in church, and I didn't understand it for sure, but used to sing that we would be like him. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the children of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. The hymn I was looking for was Face to Face. We used to sing it in church. With Christ my Savior. Face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me. What a wonderful thing. Be the judgment of the believer's works. Then the transformation. I don't believe he's going to make us an old body over. I believe it's going to be, we're going to be like him. Okay? How's he going to do it? I have no idea. I wouldn't explain it to you because I can't. Okay? I know we're going to get a white robe. I'm sure it'll fit. We'll go to Mary's Supper of the Lamb. We'll see him face to face. The rapture of the living Christians will be simultaneous with the resurrection of the righteous dead. So at this moment, I'm alive. Son, Mrs. Carney. Mr. and Mrs. Carney. Well, they went on to heaven. They're the dead in Christ. The truth is, they'll hear the trumpet before I do, if I happen to be still on earth when Jesus comes. Because it says that those that are asleep will not prevent those that are already asleep. I just mixed it up bad, but you can check that out when you go home, okay? The rapture of the living Christian will be a wonderful thing. In fact, the Apostle Paul, who undoubtedly was the greatest preacher in the world has ever seen, said this, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. But we shall all be changed. We'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air." I got to thinking here not so long ago, you know, I ought to be a friend to everybody at Bible Baptist, because in case they happen to be saved, I've got to go up with them anyhow. So I might as well get acquainted with them and enjoy the trip. All right? Behold, to show you mystery, we'll be caught up together. So shall we ever be with the Lord. That's where I want to be. You do too. After 7 years, our Lord Himself will bring believers back to reign on earth with Him. Then will be the revelation. Wonderful thing. We'll get to see the one we prayed to. We'll get to see the one we talked about. And I can tell you this tonight, and I speak for my wife and myself. God has been really good to us. He has. He's taken care of all of our needs. He even gave us some of our wants, you know, as we went along, just to keep us encouraged, I guess. And I've been to the place, and I'm not getting into detail because I don't want you to pity me. But I've been to the place where there was no one. I thought, well, I don't have a friend in the world. I always could count on my wife. She was so dumb. She just loved me anyhow and didn't know any better. And my kids did. But I'm simply saying, sometimes the people in the church get all stirred up, you know. Preaching something they didn't like too good and they got stirred up. Which really doesn't bother me anymore. What a conclusion to thousands of years of sin ruling in the hearts of mankind. What a marvelous revelation it will be when God's Son, our Savior, rides back to this old sin-cursed earth, levels the valleys and the hills, tames the lions and the scorpions, closes down hospitals, I like that, empties out jails, that's good, controls the printing presses, eliminates the corruption in the judicial system, stamps out divorce and indecency, establishes law and order, takes blight from the roses. That's a wonderful thing. I have a little trouble with the roses. They get some blight on them and get some boogers climb all over them, and I have to, you know, give them something to eat and so on. But God's going to take care of all that. He's going to put fertility back in the soil. I got to thinking, and I know my mother's garden would make my garden look really sick, like a patch of weeds. But I don't remember her ever buying fertilizer. I don't. I think it's changed that rapidly since my mother was a gardener. The weapons race will be closed worldwide. Be no such thing. There won't be. I hear about this because I don't put much faith in Gore. We'll have climate control. We'll have flood control. Won't that be wonderful? Disease control. Death control. No housing shortage. No unemployment. Satan will be bound 1,000 years and finally cast into the lake of fire. Here's my question. You've listened well, and I've tried not to overdo it. But I want to ask you a question. Is your name written there? On the page, white and fair. In the book of God's kingdom, tell me, friend, is your name written there? You can fool people. But when it comes right down to the end, we are either born again or we're not born again. You'll not enjoy anything I mentioned tonight unless you know for sure your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Is that important to you? We have several members of our family that's in various parts of the world giving that same message out. Our youngest son now is going to Singapore. And that's the 1040 line. That could wind up in death rather than victory. But I know this, I'll see him again regardless of what happens. He's going to heaven. Isn't that exciting? I remember that. Now, how about you? I've given you facts that are not suggestions. They're facts. Everything I mention can be proven from the scriptures. Is your name written there? If it is, when did you get it written down? I'm told there's a birth certificate for me. I don't know if it's true or false. I know I was born. I know there's some things on the paper, and I give it to some guys, and they believed it. And that's all you have to worry about. But I'm simply saying, is your name written there? This is a Sunday evening. Weather's nice. The time's not late. I wonder how many tonight in this auditorium would say, "Preacher, you know, this is more serious than I thought." And just to think that when I arise and start to walk out of the building, the trumpet of the Lord might sound, and I would be left here. And there'd be empty seats. Wouldn't that be terrible? Folk, God doesn't want that. Don't blame God. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And so I'm saying this. Are you ready for the rapture? Would you stand with me, please? Would you mind tonight just closing your eyes so you won't be distracted with people around you? What if there might be some in this auditorium tonight and say, "Preacher, I'll tell you the truth. It's pretty shaky. I'm not really sure that if the trumpet sounded, that I wouldn't be left in this building. It wouldn't be good, would it?" Is there anyone here who would say, "Preacher, pray for me. I want to be sure I'll go to heaven when the trumpet sounds." Is there a word anywhere? Someone raise their hand and say, "Preacher, pray for me. I want to know for sure I'll go to heaven." Our Father, they've heard the message. They have a right to make a choice. And we appreciate the fact they're here tonight for the evening service. And Lord, may the Holy Spirit do His work in our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.